Assalamualaikum. How are you doing, guys? How is everything going? How has your week been so far? I hope you guys have been having a wonderful week, but if you haven't, please, this is the perfect opportunity for you to actually relax, to reflect, to reset, and probably go into the new week with a better perspective. So, I was just reminded by a friend of mine that Francophones do listen to this podcast as well. So allow me to say this tiny bit in French, and after that, we'll just come back to the podcast in English. Mes amis francophones qui écoutent ce podcast, s'il vous plaît, j'aimerais bien que vous preniez le temps d'écouter le podcast, pas seulement pour le contenu, mais aussi pour faire l'entraînement de votre écoute. Donc, par exemple, il y a certains mots, quand vous entendez ces mots, ou quand vous allez entendre ces mots, prenez le temps de vous poser la question. Quand est-ce que je peux utiliser ces mots? Dans quel autre contexte est-ce que je peux utiliser ces mots? Comment est-ce que je peux utiliser ces mots ou comment prononcer ces mots? S'il y a un mot que vous connaissez, mais vous prononcez ça mal, prenez le temps à travers ces podcasts de pratiquer votre prononciation, votre écoute. Et avec le temps, si vous aimeriez bien parler la langue anglaise, sentez-vous libre de vous mettre en contact avec les gens qui peuvent vous enseigner la langue ou même qui peuvent pratiquer la langue avec vous. Merci bien d'écouter ce podcast. Ça me fait un grand plaisir de partager mon avis avec vous. All right, so to the rest of us. Today's podcast is going to be just a story about work ethic, and I hope that you guys can learn something, a thing or two from it. But before we go in, who would I be if I didn't give our daily greetings or our weekly greetings? Salam alaikum. Bon dia. Guten Tag. Man zakin. Jambo. Habari. Missouri, Asante Sada. That's from Nairobi, guys. I picked something from Nairobi. What else? Well, all the greetings that I've forgotten to share today. Bonjour, bonsoir. J'espère que vous allez tous et toutes bien. So today's podcast, I want to talk about work ethic. So, oftentimes people do ask me, Prince, do you get tired? Do you get tired from working? Do you feel like giving up? Do you feel like just abandoning everything and just, you know, having fun? And my answer to them would be, I wouldn't be human if I didn't feel like, you know, giving up. But that is an option you take off the table right from the start. But this is not even about me. This question was asked by a friend of mine who asked me, Miss Yemi. So Miss Yemi, if you don't know Miss Yemi, you haven't been listening to this podcast long enough. Miss Yemi is a friend of mine. We share so many things in common. We have so many differences. And yet, she's one of the people I admire the most. She's amazing. So she asked me a question about a young man. And he says, how is his work ethic like? And my response to her was, I don't think he has a work ethic. I don't think he has work ethic. I think he is the ethic. You know, some people are so dedicated to their work, so dedicated to whatever they're doing, that when you see them do what they're doing, you are tempted to believe that they are not doing it, that they are it. Guys, I want you guys to take time to listen to this. Some people are so dedicated to what they're doing that they no longer do it, they become it. I am fascinated when people just do things so superficially that everybody else can do what they're doing. You know, in the words of Bishop Burner Boy, he said, Oya duam if it easy. Just do it if you think it's easy. Just try it. And I can say, some people say, you know, everybody's work is special. And oh no, there are some people's work that can be replicated. And that's why there are people who would go out of job in the next couple of months, because better things can replace them. But you see, when you do what you do so beautifully, when you evolve so rapidly, when you better yourself so exponentially, there is just something about you that becomes quite irreplaceable. And as I say, you no longer will have work ethic. You become the ethic. So I have a client who asks me all the time, why are you so joyful when you are coaching me in English? Why are you so happy when you are teaching me English? And I tell her, let me tell you the truth. The most beautiful thing I think is in my life is the fact that I get paid to interact with people. That is the most fascinating thing in my life. I never thought it would ever happen. I get paid to interact with people, whether it is to teach them English, whether it is to consult for their business, whether it is to interact with them. And guys, do not think that I think what I do is cheap. I do not think that. I think it's quite expensive. I think, honestly, if you ask me, that I have to even increase my price. Some people would disagree with me in this podcast. But never mind. Regardless, whenever I am in front of a client, there is this genuine joy, this energy that surges from within, so that no matter how tired I am, no matter how fatigued, no matter how drained and worn out my bones and muscles might tell me I am, I find strength. I find strength to continue. Today, I just want to ask you guys a question. Which aspects of your life have you disciplined yourself so well? Have you dedicated yourself so well that you no longer do it? You are becoming it. This is a question that we have to ask ourselves. Because remember, when you master something so well, when you become the authority in a given area, that is when people can easily part ways with your money for you. So, as most of you know, I was in Kenya for a couple of days with one of the most amazing people that I've ever encountered. And I'll tell you guys this. For the first time in my life, now, I consider myself a pretty hardworking guy. I think I'm all right. Or as Chine Jonas would say, I think I'm all right. I think I'm all right. But you see, those guys are not all right. Those guys are beasts. Those guys are beasts. Those guys are something else. I was talking to Ambassador Futurist Kwame A.A. Opoku. And if you do not know him, go follow his work. He's a Web 3.0 developer and advocate. He's a public speaker. He is a visionary. He's a futurist. And he's a leader. Go follow his work. I was talking to him, and the only thing I could tell him is, you are not normal. And I said, sir, pardon me. Like, forgive me if it comes out offensive or insulting, but you are not normal. There's something wrong with you. Those guys are beasts. Those guys have married whatever they're doing. They no longer do it. They have become it. With a capital I. Today, yours and my challenge is to find an area of our lives, or multiple areas of our lives, where we can eventually become it. I can tell you about so many people who are becoming it in their domain. In Africa, when you talk about business, we talk about Vusi Tembakwayo. He has become it. He is the Black Dragon. He is a legend. When you talk about public speaking, there's Vusi Tembakwayo again. There's Futurist Kwame Opoku. When you talk about sales in Africa, we're talking about Mr. Daniel Sapon, the beast, the African beast. It's like he's become the sales. When you talk about serial entrepreneurship, you're talking about Moses Arthur, His Excellency. When you talk about podcasts, you guys think I'm going to say you talk about Prince Tego? Get out of here. We talk about Vusi Tembakwayo again. Guys, if you don't listen to his podcast, go listen to it. I am learning from all of these people. I am learning to become it. And so, this is our podcast for today. Let me know what you guys think. I would love to hear your thoughts and your opinion, or your opinions, your perspective as well, on what I just shared. Until I see you guys or talk to you guys or come your way next time, take care of yourselves, stay safe, bislama.